friends, I have watched many men and women climb the ladder of success at great cost. And I've watched them lose their values as they climb the ladder of success, lose their ethics, lose their kids, lose the respect of their neighbors. And I've watched them give it all up, paying the cost, climbing the ladder of success, only to get to the top of the ladder and to discover it was leaning against the wrong wall. What a major mistake is that.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we bring our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life to a close. Stay with us as Pastor Rick Warren wraps up his look at how to improve our health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Awesome Power of Focus.
You're never going to achieve much in life until you learn to involve other people. Success is never, 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 never a one-man show. It always involves other people. And if you're going to achieve more than you think you can, it's going to involve other people. Now, this is so important because God doesn't want you to just go through life as a lone ranger. He made us to need each other. He made us to be better together, to cooperate and to learn. The greatest lesson in life that God wants you to learn is to learn how to love. If you miss that one, you've missed the number one lesson in life, learning how to love others. And if all of your goals can be accomplished simply by yourself, I'll tell you something. Your goals, number one, aren't big enough, and number two, aren't from God. Because God doesn't want you to live a selfish little life where everything you can do it by yourself. God wants you, in the meantime, to learn cooperation, to learn teamwork, to learn sensitivity, to learn kindness, to learn deference, to learn, all of the different characteristics that involve getting along with people. Somebody asked John D. Rockefeller, the first billionaire, what skill he would pay the most for in employees. And he said, the number one skill I'll pay for is the ability to get along with other people. Because if that is the skill that is so rare, they may be brilliant, but if they can't get along with others, they're not going to be as effective. So God says, I want you to learn to depend on other people. Success involves others. And so you want to ask yourself this question, who else can I involve? In this goal that I have, who else can I involve? Now, it may mean asking somebody to hold you accountable. You're trying to lose weight or you're trying to break a habit or whatever. You ask them to hold you accountable. That's a good way to involve them. Or you ask them for your support, for their support. That's a good way. Or you ask for their input, their advice. That's a good way. But you involve other people in your goal. And not only that, God wants you to be involved in the goals of other people. You see, what all of us really secretly would like is we'd like to just have a relationship with God that doesn't involve anybody else. And whenever we have a need, we ask God and He miraculously supplies it. Well, sometimes God does that. Yes, God does miracles, but He doesn't do it that often. The reason why, most of the time, when you have a need in your life, God is going to answer that need through somebody else, through a person, not through a miracle. Why? Because He wants us to rely on each other. He wants us to learn to love, to communicate, to cooperate, to be in fellowship. It's one of the purposes of life, to learn to get along. And so while He would like to, just do miracles all the time, God doesn't do that because He wants us to learn from each other. Most of the answers to your prayers are going to come through other people, and that is intentionally God's way. And most of other people's prayers are going to be answered through other people too. And in fact, He wants you to be the answer many times to other people's prayer. That way we grow closer. If God just provides all our needs directly, then I don't need you. I can just live a pretty selfish, self-centered, isolated, insulated, embargoed kind of life. And God doesn't want that. He wants us to learn to get along with each other. In fact, if you're going to have a goal for your family, you just don't go in and announce it. You bring others along. You bring your children, your husband, your wife along and say, let's work on this together. If you've got a goal for your business, you bring other people along. You involve them in the process. You don't just do it all yourself. No, you involve other people. And that's what God says, I want you to learn. And if you go back and read the story, Eleazar was a master at this. He cooperates with the people. In fact, when he actually got Rebekah to say, yes, I will go back and marry a man that I've never met because I believe God is in this. He not only did that, he got the blessing of her parents. Why? Because he involved them in the process and he talked to them about it and he listened to their concerns and their needs and he gently moved them along. That's what leadership does. Now, finally, we come to step 10. And the last step in setting goals is to deposit the price. Deposit the price. There is always a price tag for reaching every goal. It's going to cost you some time. It may cost you some money. It may cost you letting go of some things that you like to do in order to make time for this.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for being with us for today's broadcast. You know, it's your prayers and financial gifts that help keep this Daily Hope teaching going out day after day to people all around the world. Earlier this month, we let you know about a special $25,000 matching grant that would double your gift by June 30th. Well, we've got some incredible news. Not only did we match the $25,000, but another generous friend was so inspired by your response that he's offered a second matching grant of $15,000. That means whatever amount you send in will be matched, up to $15,000. So $25 becomes $50, $100 becomes $200, and $500 becomes $1,000. Whatever you send will be doubled. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point in the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
We'll say thanks for your gift today, which will be doubled by the $15,000 matching grant, by sending you Pastor Rick's 365-day book, The Daniel Plan Devotional. It's the one essential ingredient you don't want to live without for a better, healthier you. Give now to have your gift doubled and request your copy. Call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or visit us online at PastorRick.com. Again, that's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. And thank you for your generous support to share the hope of Christ. Today is the last day to have your gift matched, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
You're never going to achieve much in life until you learn to involve other people. Success is never, 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 never a one-man show. It always involves other people. And if you're going to achieve more than you think you can, it's going to involve other people. Now, this is so important because God doesn't want you to just go through life as a lone ranger. He made us to need each other. He made us to be better together, to cooperate and to learn. The greatest lesson in life that God wants you to learn is to learn how to love. If you miss that one, you've missed the number one lesson in life, learning how to love others. And if all of your goals can be accomplished simply by yourself, I'll tell you something. Your goals, number one, aren't big enough, and number two, aren't from God. Because God doesn't want you to live a selfish little life where everything you can do it by yourself. God wants you in the meantime to learn cooperation, to learn teamwork, to learn sensitivity, to learn kindness, to learn deference, to learn, all of the different characteristics that involve getting along with people. Somebody asked John D. Rockefeller, the first billionaire, what skill he would pay the most for in employees. And he said, the number one skill I'll pay for is the ability to get along with other people. Because if that is the skill that is so rare, they may be brilliant, but if they can't get along with others, they're not going to be as effective. So God says, I want you to learn to depend on other people. Success involves others. And so you want to ask yourself this question, who else can I involve? In this goal that I have, who else can I involve? Now, it may mean asking somebody to hold you accountable. You're trying to lose weight, or you're trying to break a habit, or whatever. You ask them to hold you accountable. That's a good way to involve them. Or you ask them for your support, for their support. That's a good way. Or you ask for their input, their advice. That's a good way. But you involve other people in your goal. And not only that, God wants you to be involved in the goals of other people. You see, what all of us really secretly would like is we'd like to just have a relationship with God that doesn't involve anybody else. And whenever we have a need, we ask God and He miraculously supplies it. Well, sometimes God does that. Yes, God does miracles, but He doesn't do it that often. The reason why, most of the time, when you have a need in your life, God is going to answer that need through somebody else, through a person, not through a miracle. Why? Because He wants us to rely on each other. He wants us to learn to love, to communicate, to cooperate, to be in fellowship. It's one of the purposes of life, to learn to get along. And so while He would like to, just do miracles all the time, God doesn't do that because He wants us to learn from each other. Most of the answers to your prayers are going to come through other people, and that is intentionally God's way. And most of other people's prayers are going to be answered through other people too. And in fact, He wants you to be the answer many times to other people's prayer. That way we grow closer. If God just provides all our needs directly, then I don't need you. I can just live a pretty selfish, self-centered, isolated, insulated, embargoed kind of life. And God doesn't want that. He wants us to learn to get along with each other. In fact, if you're going to have a goal for your family, you just don't go in and announce it. You bring others along. You bring your children, your husband, your wife along and say, let's work on this together. If you've got a goal for your business, you bring other people along. You involve them in the process. You don't just do it all yourself. No, you involve other people. And that's what God says, I want you to learn. And if you go back and read the story, Eleazar was a master at this. He cooperates with the people. In fact, when he actually got Rebekah to say, yes, I will go back and marry a man that I've never met because I believe God is in this. He not only did that, he got the blessing of her parents. Why? Because he involved them in the process and he talked to them about it and he listened to their concerns and their needs and he gently moved them along. That's what leadership does. Now, finally, we come to step 10. And the last step in setting goals is to deposit the price. Deposit the price. There is always a price tag for reaching every goal. It's going to cost you some time. It may cost you some money. It may cost you your reputation. It may cost you letting go of some things that you like to do in order to make time for this. When you begin to live a focused life that has power, that has effectiveness, it means you do some stuff that's not necessarily wrong. It's just not necessary. There are a lot of things in my life that I've chosen not to do. And they're not wrong. They're not sins. In fact, I like to do them. They're a lot of fun. But I don't do them because I have chosen to focus my life for effectiveness. And I get far more done and I make a far greater impact by not dabbling in a lot of different things. Things that I'd like to do. But I willingly give them up. Willingly. I decide the price. and I pay that price and I deposit it. And I go, I'm willing to, it costs me letting go of some things for the greater good of others and for the benefit of what God has called me to do. That's what God wants you to do. A lot of people want to reach goals, but they only want to reach them when they're convenient. And it may be that God will ask you this year to give up some stuff. He says, you know, you did that in 2005. I don't want you doing that anymore. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just taking up your time. And I don't want you doing it because I want you doing this instead. I want you focusing on your goals. I want you focusing on direction. It's not wrong. It wasn't bad. It was okay. But you just don't have time for it. And I want you to give that up. And I want you to deposit the price, pay the cost in order to do what I want you to do and in order to make your life effective. Now, there are three questions you want to ask on this last point. You want to ask yourself, in depositing the price, first, what will it cost me? What will it cost me to reach my goal? And you need to be very honest about what it's going to cost in time and energy and everything. Second question, what am I willing to give? What am I willing to give in order to reach this goal? Are you willing to deposit the price? Because there is a price tag. And the third question, this is the most important one of all. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it a wise investment of my time? Is the cause worth the cost? Is the end product worth the price tag? Is it worth it? Friends, I have watched now as pastor here for 25 years, people in Orange County watched many men and women climb the ladder of success at great cost. And I've watched them lose their values as they climb the ladder of success, lose their ethics, lose their health, and many times even lose their family, lose their kids, lose the respect of their neighbors. And I've watched them give it all up, paying the cost, climbing the ladder of success, only to get to the top of the ladder and to discover it was leaning against the wrong wall. What a major mistake is that? What I'm saying to you is, whatever you do, make sure your goals matter. Don't invest your life in second-class causes that are going to defeat you and disappoint you. You see, God wants us to live lives of direction, lives of purpose, because it brings honor to Him. But in the bottom line, we have to ask ourselves, is it worth it? And some goals, honestly, aren't worth it. You need to ask yourself, will this matter in the long run? When it's all been said and done, what is really going to matter in life? Well, not collecting a bunch of things, because life is not about the acquisition of wealth. You're going to leave it all here anyway. It's not about collecting things. It's not about fame, because one minute you're a hero, the next minute you're zero. It doesn't last. You've got to invest your life in things that are going to last for eternity. And that's what matters most. Knowing, when it's all been said and done, that it's loving God, it's learning to love each other, it's developing the talents and the abilities that God gave you and using them in serving, it's growing spiritually, developing character, it's sharing the good news. That's what it's all about. Let's bow our heads. Father, I want to thank you for our church family, that no matter what we face, we're not going to face it alone. We've got you and we've got each other. And I thank you for our church family, and I thank you for our small groups, and I thank you for the love that we feel as a part of your family that's going to go on forever and ever and ever. And right now I pray for every individual in this room. I pray for their success. For the people of Saddleback Church, I pray that you'll make them so successful this year and so focused that people will be astounded, that it will bring honor and glory to you. I ask you to bless their health. Make this be a year of better health than last year. Give them physical strength that they need to be what you want them to be. I ask you to bless their careers, their jobs, their businesses. I pray that you would raise up successful businesses in this church as an example of your blessing and your love, and that you could bless them to be a blessing to other people. I pray for those who are in school that you'll bless their schoolwork as they're studying this next year and help them to achieve their goals. I pray, Lord, for our families and for those who are married, and that you would protect our families, you would bless our families, you would strengthen them this year. And I pray for all of the children who are in our church, that you would protect them from evil this year. We know we can't protect them from all the problems in life, and you wouldn't even want that. But we do pray that you would protect them from evil. And Lord, for those who are looking for a life partner, would you give them the desire of their heart as this next year, would you open up that door and help them find the person that you want them to be with, if this is your will in this year. And for those who are longing for children and want babies, would you give them the children that they've longed for and wanted for? And would you bless their family with a baby? And Lord, I pray for the finances of everyone in our church, that those who are in debt, you'll help them use your principles to get out of debt. And those who need new income, would you provide that income? And would you bless our church family financially that we can be a blessing to other people? Bless the minds of every person here, that we would grow strong in our thoughts and in our hearts and in our character and in our commitment to you. And may our lives reflect your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Thanks for being with us for today's broadcast. If you'd like a copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for, just go to PastorRick.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. You know, it's your prayers and financial gifts that help keep this Daily Hope teaching going out day after day to people all around the world. Earlier this month, we let you know about a special $25,000 matching grant that would double your gift by June 30th. Well, we've got some incredible news. Not only did we match the $25,000, but another generous friend was so inspired by your response that he's offered a second matching grant of $15,000. That means whatever amount you send in will be matched up to $15,000. So $25 becomes $50. $100 becomes $200, and $500 becomes $1,000. Whatever you send will be doubled. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
We'll say thanks for your gift today, which will be doubled by the $15,000 matching grant, by sending you Pastor Rick's 365-day book, The Daniel Plan Devotional. It's the one essential ingredient you don't want to live without for a better, healthier you. Give now to have your gift doubled and request your copy. Call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or visit us online at PastorRick.com. Again, that's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Today is the last day to have your gift matched, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.